ASMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Foods, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the culinary world. Today I'm delighted to be chatting to Chris Erasmus, who is the chef at Terrarium at Queen Victoria Hotel. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be on the show.
Well, we've chatted before about all sorts of exciting things from your foliage days, and I love that you've carried that foraging ethos into the center of town to this beautiful restaurant called Terrarium.
Yeah, well, we had to change the format quite a bit since urban foraging is not, you know, it's not the most sustainable thing. So we've included a lot of our suppliers to help us with it. And we actually also go and forage their weeds where, you know, in between the grown vegetables, which is fantastic. We do a little bit of beach foraging, but we have to be mindful of what we pick and how much and where.
I love the fact that you told me you found just a square in the middle of town and you spotted something growing there that could find its way to your menu. So you have a foraging eye second to none.
Yeah, you know, that sometimes it helps to walk to work maybe like at least twice a week, you know, leave your car at home and just see what's around, what's happening, you know, because I mean, weeds are either a sign of good soil or, you know, it's like a scab. So you get to know your environment. And I think staying in contact with your environment for me is very important. It doesn't matter where you are.
And that doesn't only apply to chefs. I think that it should apply to all of us, just to be on the lookout and to breathe and take smaller, slower steps.
I think so. And, you know, the mindset of not just growing pretty things, but growing edibles, which in your garden is the next step.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And so always foraging, people feel, is something for chefs and for people who have immense knowledge. But one starts with just one or two things. I know I was told recently that 5-petaled flowers will always be edible. Is that right?
I don't know. That's interesting. Okay. I've actually never heard that. Now you've planted a seed.
We all need to go and Google and check on that. But I just thought, you know, to have one tip and to start doing things differently in our kitchens is a great way of, you know, doing the right thing.
Yeah, and at home, even if you just plant a couple of herbs on your windowsill, you know, it's a start.
Yes.
And teaching your kids that, you know.
No doubt.
To show them that there shouldn't be waste, because as soon as you grow your own things, you stop wasting food.
And you care about your food a bit more, I think.
No, of course. You're more connected.
Yes, without a doubt. So talking about small steps, I also want to ask you, you've got some amazing small plates on your menu. It's not only the sit down and indulge in a lovely, you know, multi-course fine dining menu. You know, a dish that you've termed bread and gravy sounds quite pedestrian, but then you realize it's, you know, fried sourdough with barbecued beef drippings and bone marrow. I mean, if that doesn't make your mouth water.
It shows you what we eat in the kitchen. Chefs really sit down for a meal. And after service, you know, the leftovers you in the pot, there's always offcuts from the bread, you know, the trimmings and the crusts and leftover marrow and all sorts of things that's just a little bit of porcini puree in a pot that's left over from the last table. And that's what we eat. You know, you take the bread, dip it through the puree, stick it in the jus. We all stand around the pot like vultures. Within seconds, it's gone.
Sounds
so
amazing.
It's just to share a bit with the guests, you know, how we eat in the kitchen.
No,
and it's
I
the best
that.
Way.
And January is the month of leftovers. I think we're all doing that. We're looking for lighter. We're looking for seasonal. Mm. And not dashing back to the shops and stocking up again. So I love the fact if you're growing something in your garden, and you can just do something different with what's there. What else is a standout dish on the menu for you?
I really like the tomato tartare. It's a showcase of tomatoes coming really into season now. Some really beautiful heirloom tomatoes. And then we also use byproducts. If you say this is the month of not wasting. So when we split our milk for our cheesecake, that whey that's left over, we reduce it down until it becomes really sour and acidic. Use that as a vinaigrette. So otherwise that whey would normally just go down the drain. We try and use everything. Even the eggshells go into the little veggie boxes at the back. So we try and use absolutely everything. And it's not just for a price point. It's just to also teach the young chefs what food is really about. You know, it's not fuel. It is who we are.
Yes. And we need to connect.
And how we treat it is, that's who we're going to become. Exactly.
Well, that's good advice, Chris. So thank you for sharing that with us. And I, too, will
You're
be
welcome.
Much more mindful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Chef Chris Erasmus from Terrarium at Queen Victoria Hotel. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.